I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Well, how can engagement in civics strengthen the communities that we live in? There are more ways than you might think, and they're going to be showcased at Utah Valley University tomorrow during the Utah Civic Learning Summer Showcase. We're going to talk about this event, why it matters, how you can participate, and why we have to change the kind of conversation when it comes to civic learning in our country and right here in our community. Really thrilled to have back on the show Stan Swim. Stan is the Chief Program Officer at the Bill of Rights Institute, has a deep history here in the state of Utah. The Swim family, of course, founding the Sutherland Institute and part of so many important conversations in our community over the years. And Stan is one of the great thinkers we have in this country. And Stan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Boyd. It's a pleasure to be on.
So give us a little sense of what's happening down at Utah Valley University tomorrow as it relates to the Civic Learning Summer Showcase.
Happy to do that. We're excited to be partnering together with UVU and their Center for Constitutional Studies, the Utah Civic Learning Collaborative, and the Youth Link to host a what you can think of as a little bit of a cross between a science fair and an Eagle Project, where students from several schools across the Wasatch Front have put together projects to address community needs. Sometimes those are problems. Sometimes they truly are opportunities. And they go about meeting those needs in a way that really takes advantage of America's unique freedom and values that we all support. And it's something that I think is wonderful about Utah and our nation generally. But in particular, I'm excited to do this in Utah because of this state's tremendous volunteer culture and kind of the entrepreneurial can-do spirit with which we always approach problems here.
Yeah, I love the fact that we've got young people coming together, looking at those. We always talk about community-driven solutions are always the best solutions rather than the top-down stuff, even at the state level, let alone at the federal level, if we can get it back local. But having these kids go at it, and as you said, Stan, it's not just about problems, it's about opportunities. And these kids will actually be real serious in this. This is not just a nicety. There's actually a little bit of money on the line, $5,000 in prizes as part of this competition. But describe for us just a little bit in terms of the process. What are these students going through to get to some of these community-driven solutions?
Happy to do that. We really modeled the My Impact Challenge off of a combination of two insights, and I'll speak it in kind of founding terms because I know you enjoy that sort of thing. When the British parliamentarian Edmund Burke was trying to explain Americans to the British, he said, look, you guys have got to understand that these people read. They care about how they're governed. They think about their society, and they can understand and lead in a way that we're not used to here in the UK. Only a few years later, Alexis de Tocqueville was here, and he said, Americans are also weird in another interesting way from Europeans, and that is they just get together and solve problems because they can. Tocqueville actually laughed when he saw Americans found temperance societies because he thought it was a joke at first. And then he realized, no, there's actually something to it, and the amazing thing from his point of view was that the whole thing would happen just because people in the community wanted to do it. So we took all of that and said, how can we basically give students their own experience with this really unique American alchemy of ideas and the structure of freedom, systems of freedom, and then just practice at good old-fashioned community work? And so what they do, they pick projects that can be everything from We've had poetry submissions. I'll get to one that's particularly memorable for me in just a minute, to emergency preparedness training, to things that may affect their local schools. We've seen farmers markets develop through this. The kids go through, run these projects. They got to do it. They then share with us their planning and how they chose the different solutions they did, understanding what role should government play in the solution, if any, what role should charities play, if any, what role might business play. And so we let them experience and learn about all of those things. They share it with us, and we're delighted to recognize winners.
I love that. And I think it's so important that we teach our young people that, look, when we do come together voluntarily, not because the government says we have to or that there'll be some kind of tax or penalty if we don't, that we can actually do that naturally. It's the old barn raising. You know, when the neighbor's barn burned down, you raise a new barn, not because you have to, not because anybody says so, but it's because of what we do and how we do it. And so as you look at this over the course of the day tomorrow, it'll be from 9 to 1 tomorrow at the Sorenson Student Center at Utah Valley University. And just a great opportunity for young people, for the community to come together and watch our young people engage in civil society. What's one of the things that you hope, Stan, that people can take away from experiencing this down at Utah Valley tomorrow?
I hope they take away this, Boyd. I hope they take away that the American experiment works. It's really cool to watch what these students do and what they learn and what they can teach us as they do it. So the fact that they've got to get in, spend some time understanding how our country works at these different levels, and then turn that into things that really meet needs they see in the community, it's really powerful. If I can just give a quick example of this, in the first year that we did this, a group of kids from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which is just outside Philadelphia, were in a school that just served foster kids. And these kids had lived in all sorts of different home environments, and you can imagine the sort of struggles that go with this. Yeah. Well, these kids said, you know what we want? We want there to be a foster bill of rights that other kids like us can understand how Pennsylvania law works, so that they can make sure that they get the best opportunities they can for their situation. So those kids worked with attorneys and put that together so that it would work for the state of Pennsylvania and other kids like that. Really a cool example of them doing it and making the world better for those who follow them.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I love that. And this is why, folks, we can be a little pessimistic from time to time when it comes to the politics in this country, but I tell you, I've never been more bullish about the future of the country. And it's organizations like this, it's opportunities like this, where you can actually see civil society coming together, where people can experience the power of civics and civic engagement in a completely different way. And so, again, tomorrow, Wednesday, June 14th, 9 a.m. to noon, down at the Sorenson Student Center at Utah Valley University, an opportunity to come together and watch some amazing Utah students participate in this experiment. And I think there'll be some fantastic conversations around that as well. Stan Swim is the Chief Program Officer at the Bill of Rights Institute. And Stan, thank you so much for joining us today. This is an important work and crucial to the future of the country. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Boyd. Thank you.
All right. Again, that's Stan Swim, Chief Program Officer at the Bill of Rights Institute. And again, if you're interested in this tomorrow, this is worth experiencing. Head down to Utah Valley University at the Sorenson Student Center. They're on campus. It'll be from 9 until 1 p.m. And they're competing for real prizes in all of this. And it's just a great collaborative between Utah Valley University, the Bill of Rights Center, and YouthLink, the Utah Valley University's Center for Constitutional Studies, and just a great opportunity to watch it in action and to remind us, to remind all of us that it works. And it works when we make it work. And it's not what has to happen on the national stage. It's what happens at the local stage. It's in our homes. It's in our neighborhoods and communities. And that's the real power of everything. And so on a day where there's a lot of national politics going on and a lot of posturing and positioning, a lot of ranting and raving and a lot of other things going on, we do need to figure out the issues there. And we need to remember that it's community and culture that lead. The politicians will follow, but we have to lead. All right, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top of the hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.